Tom, how did you first know that music was what you really wanted to do?
Well, it really was an early age, you know. I was very young in school, but I was watching TV, and on TV there was some shows, and it was the Lawrence Welk show that some of us remember. They were playing music, and they were doing good sounds, and I was watching, and maybe that was the first attraction.
What instrument really spoke to you from there?
Well, it was trumpet, and that's what I play now.
How did you first get started then from Lawrence Welk's show and trumpet really spoke to you? How'd you get into taking lessons and learning?
Well, the community where I grew up, I connected with, besides the school, elementary school, I started lessons with a teacher in the area, and he happened to be a student of Herbert L. Clark, so it was fantastic. We took some of his methods, and he shared that with me, and I learned a lot from him. It was really wonderful in the early years.
What do you remember him especially giving you or telling you as a teacher that stayed with you throughout your career?
Well, not so much practice, you know, but I think that was part of it, which is very important. It was just the sequence of lessons he gave and the way he went about in an easygoing way to put things together, doing one step at a time, doing little embellishes and techniques and working on things one step at a time. So it was very good.
Tell me about your first performance experience, please.
Well, the first performance was probably, I can say, in the youth band. It was a fantastic youth band in the community. I can say Long Beach, maybe. Not far from here. It was a great band that produced a lot of fine musicians. We marched in parades and we gave concerts, and so that was the very first, probably, as I remember.
Long Beach Youth Band provided through where? Was this a municipal band, or were they through a school, or where did you find out about them?
It was my teacher, my private teacher. He mentioned his name, the leader of the band, and I went there for a rehearsal. Interesting experience. It was interesting because I was very young and inexperienced, and so I was sitting there with all those people trying to even see the music, you know, and read these marches and different pieces, you know. And it was a little difficult, you know, in the beginning, but things worked out very smoothly thereafter, yeah.
What stands out in your mind as one of your all-time favorite experiences with that band?
Well, I think every year we went to Las Vegas and marched in these parades, you know. I think they still call it the El Dorado Days celebration. And turns out the parades that we marched in at that place, there were three parades in this heat, you know, in May. And turns out it was over my birthday, you know, before I was 21. So we did these parades, and it was really great marching down and with about 100-plus musicians and hearing the drums, you know, echoing around on Fremont Avenue, of all places. Not on the Strip, you know. I don't know how popular the Strip was at that time, but Fremont is kind of the older place, you know, maybe we might say, and, you know, where more of the gambling is done, I guess, you know, off of the Strip. And, you know, the drums echoed and our sound echoed, and it was... My high school band and orchestra was very good, by the way. We have some Philharmonic musicians that I went to school with that are, I believe, still play in the L.A. Philharmonic, you know, and so that was, you know, we had a good band and orchestra there. So that was up to age 21, and then I left the band, went to Long Beach City College.
Where did your musical career take you thereafter?
After college? Well, I organized a brass quintet. I had a kind of a small combo, which we called a dance band at that time, and we played concerts here and there at different places. And after college, I got in orchestras, community orchestras, you know, Los Angeles and other extended communities. And we gave concerts and symphonic literature. I spent a lot of time doing that. It was just nice, you know, learning the literature of symphonic literature and doing something that I enjoyed. I enjoyed the sounds and being around all the musicians that played very well.
During your life as a musician and your career, what would you have considered a major high point, and what was one of the biggest challenges?
Oh, challenges. Having the discipline to practice some really challenging literature. At the time, I think I was practicing, but I probably could have done more. there were things that kind of drove me off track of music, and I did become a teacher, which is a big part of me, you know, still. But I think the challenging aspects of some of the music, but I got through it, and I still play well. I probably play better now than I did back then, maybe a little bit.
What do you love very most about being a musician?
Currently, meeting so many nice people that come by and listen to what I'm doing, you know, because I'm really kind of freelancing in a lot of places. Meeting people and just playing some popular songs that I enjoy doing, you know, from long ago, 30s, 40s songs, other select things, and just enjoying the music that I'm playing too, and having people appreciate, which they do, you know, people come up to me and really say some nice things and make nice comments. So that's a good part too, you know.
Our listeners will want to know where they can hear you play.
Well, here and there, you know, different places. I'm playing with a few other good musicians in small jazz combos around this area. And well, I met so many different people. And we do things from time to time, different places, you know, even private parties, you know.
This area is South Pasadena. And if people want to get in touch with you, maybe with your group, and find out where they can contact you to have you play or get a demo tape or something, how do they do that?
My email is my name. It's tom_boomer@att.net.
tom_boomer@att.net. Tom is a teacher. I'd like you to give the listeners and me a little mini music lesson right this minute. Suppose we pick up a trumpet for the first time. We want to play this thing really well. What's the first thing you're going to tell any student who picks up the trumpet?
Let's take it one step at a time. Let's learn some basics and let's enjoy it.
So enjoy it is the whole thing then?
Well, that's the big motivation, you know, to get people started, because really so much, you know, when you're learning an instrument or learning trumpet or I think any instrument, there's so many little things you need to remember or you can do, learn to do in the beginning. Buzzing your lips, you know, playing with a mouthpiece, you know, thinking about where your lips are and what your tongue is and how much breath you need, you know, and coordinating with your fingers. What are your fingers and mouth doing and all that? So there's things that we have to take one thing at a time.
Where will you be teaching in the future?
Well, I've been asked to teach a few private students now, and they're contacting me, and we're going to a nearby studio and working through some of these techniques, and they want to learn, you know, and they've approached me. So besides that, I am teaching part-time with a local school district, using my music in the classroom and using other subjects, you know, which are equally important too. That's going very well. I enjoy it very much.
What are the subjects in addition to your music?
Oh, English, social studies, science, even physical education. I've been in some music classes. I've met some fantastic other music teachers in some of these districts that have opened themselves up to me, you know, and their students. And I've seen them do very well. And so that's attracted me to what they're doing in this school district. So
it sounds as if you're making a real difference, because when you and I were kids, music education was part of our curriculum. Now, not so much.
Yeah, in some places, yeah, that's true. In some places, yes, some places, no. I think the school districts that support the visual and performing arts, as we call it, you know, is a really plus, because music makes a difference in these children's lives, you know, in people's lives, you know, and causes them to do very well in academics.
What do you most want your students to take away from you as you took away from your teacher that you started with as a young man?
Just learning, practicing something, enjoying what you're doing, enjoying learning an instrument, staying with it, practice, doing the best that you can, and then seeing where that takes you. It makes it an enjoyable experience. Either if you go into music or do something else, you can still make music a good part of your life.
We see a lot of the young people now marketing themselves, especially with the internet, as musicians. What advice do you have for any one of those that says, yes, I want to make music my life, I want this to be my career?
Well, like I said, be the best that you can. Develop your talent to a degree that you feel confident. Know that it's very good musicians out there around our area, so many. I've met in the last year three or four even trumpet players, and I've heard some fantastic people from even London that have come here, Hollywood Bowl, Disney Hall. I met a gentleman the other day here in South Pasadena, came up to me. He was a solo trumpet with the Boston Pops, you know, and recorded with John Williams, you know. He came up, and he lives in the area here, and some other people that play it in the area. So it's, so there are people around, but what we do maybe could be an individual thing, you know, what if people play, whatever type of music they do, maybe it's going to be individual. Maybe it's going to be very special for someone else because whatever they've created, you know, with a different ensemble, with different instruments, it can be very creative. So we need to open our minds and kind of open up and make it whatever we want to make it.
What have you learned that's most important to you in the past year from your students, from your music, about continuing to grow as a musician?
Well, like I've said, I've appreciated, you know, the good things that I've heard. You know, I've heard some compliments. And what I would say to them is keep practicing, keep music in your heart, keep playing whatever you want to play, and just go from there. My plans are to continue playing, you know, doing what I'm doing, being creative. And we're doing some film work that's on the creative side, so that's exciting for me. I'm looking forward to more of that, so.
Tell me a little bit about the film work, please.
Well, there's a gentleman in Los Angeles who is working on some original film work from actually Austria, and he's doing some special projects, and he's got some overlay, you know, that he's recorded, and he's had me come in and improvise some music around what he has. So that's been exciting. Yeah.
Tell me about improvisation as a musician. You come in, you see the film, overlay, I'm assuming, is music that you overlay on the film. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
What would you tell any one of your students who's going to have this kind of an assignment? They're going to have to improvise something. What do you do?
Well, you learn to be flexible. You learn music so you can create more. The more music you know and have heard, the more you can play and just kind of work your way around different things. Listen to jazz, so you get it in your ear, you know, and get in some classes of improvisation so you can play improvisation. Probably playing piano is a good idea, learning the basics so you can hear chords, you know, chord changes. But I think, you know, just back to creativity, being creative and doing different things, little things sometimes, little things, and then and let it go from there.
Doing little things as in?
Well, playing maybe a few notes, you know, maybe a few notes. You don't have to play a lot, you know, but what you do with the notes, you know, around the melody or what might be related to whatever the tune is, you know, and making it sound good. That's one of the nice things that I've heard from people. Oh, you have a nice sound. I think that's very important. The sound has to be there, the tone. And then everything else, like we've spoken about. But so that's been very encouraging for me.
Film scoring, teaching, playing around here. After all that, what's next for you?
Well, that's going to be what I'm going to continue to do, yeah, I believe. And we have our little things with a small group that I play with. You know. That's what we're going to do and continue to do and enjoy life.
You pretty much answered the final question I would have asked. At this point, I usually ask, what do you really want people to take away from you about innovating, creating, or making a difference, which you pretty much just answered. Would you have any other final thoughts on innovation, creativity, and making a difference you'd love to share with our audience?
Just alone, being alone, playing solo, or finding those few people that might be interested in trying something new, you know, and being with them, making music something different, make it whatever kind of style or jazz, popular or whatever, something that someone has written, you know, and just go in and do it.
Tom, thank you for your time today.
Thank you.